this is Penn Jillette on CBS Radio, Free FM. Sitting across me, the lovely and talented Michael Goudeau with the headset and the glasses. We're here at 866-570-PEN, 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. It's a beautiful Chiquita Banana Wednesday. Hope you all have your Chiquita Banana stickers right on your foreheads to show you're not part of Ash Wednesday. Wear the Chiquita Banana stickers proudly. We got a lot of fans that sent in pictures of them wearing Chiquita Banana stickers on their foreheads. When I say a lot, what do I mean? One?
Ten.
Oh, yeah, okay, good.
Ten?
I'm not sure. You only showed me one or two, but I guess you had about 10 people. So what I want to talk about is I'm disgusted by this Britney thing. I'm not disgusted like a lot of people are that Britney shaving her head got more coverage than what's happening in Iraq. That doesn't bother me at all. And I'm not bothered by the fact that she's having this call for help and everybody's feeding on it like a fresh carrion with the vultures. What I'm troubled by is that it takes so little to be considered crazy. You know, I think that in a country of 300 million people, we should be able to get, I mean, Mel Gibson running away from police, you know, and attacking the Jews, I think beats this hands down. I think James Brown and Little Richard on Jerry Lee Lewis
at lunch,
any day of
just
their life,
at lunch,
just at lunch, beat hands down, beat Britney Spears. I don't think, and this is what I want people to call in with. Tell me about crazy stuff your friends have done. When you had friends that go toward the breakdown, what's the stuff that they do? They must beat shaving their head, right? Now, my friend, I guess I won't say his name because he's rather famous now. But my friend, when he was back at college, you know, and this was like in 1970, mm-hmm. you know, he had long hair and just shaved it one day because he went a little nutty. And he said in his case it was a cry for help and went unheeded, incidentally. And have you had friends that have gone?
You know, all my friends who shaved their head have done it because they were circus clowns and did it on a $50 bet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know anybody else that's really done it because they were feeling crazy.
Yeah, I had hair. I had hair like I have now,
right?
Down past my shoulders, and I cut it all off when I moved to New York City. I got mm-hmm. kind of a buzz cut. And that's when I was wearing the jumpsuits and dressing like a SWAT team guy all the time. And then there was the time that for like 2 months I didn't put any clothes on and wore a donkey hat. And lived in my house and didn't leave. And last time I was doing the self-portrait in Bush.
Uh-huh.
So I was out in the backyard with pruning snips trying to do a portrait of myself in topiary. And that's when I had the...
I haven't seen the photos from that. How did that turn out?
The Bush didn't turn out that well. I worked on it really hard, but I didn't have the talent. I think it wasn't a lack of commitment. It was a lack of talent. I just wasn't good at... I'm not a good visual artist, but for that amount of time, I wanted to be naked, and I wanted a picture of me done in Bush. And since then, of course, I found out that topiaries are jive.
Fake, yeah.
Yeah, that really chapped my ass, finding out topiaries.
You know, this has happened to you on several occasions, hasn't it? I mean, this is the same as your Kreskin story.
Yeah, it is.
You believe just anything anyone will tell you, and then you'll go out and try to recreate it yourself.
Well, no one actually told me that topiaries were just regular bushes. 866-570-PEN, 7366.
You're wearing a Chiquita Banana sticker on your head, and you thought someone should tell you that topiary was fake?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I really did. 866-570-PEN, 7366. That's 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. When I was naked all the time, and trying to do it. See, I thought the topiaries, you took a bush, a hedge, and then you trimmed it until it looked the shape you wanted it to. So I was very impressed.
That is the case in some instances. There are
very rare. I went to the
There's a city in Costa Rica that has a whole central park that is all topiary that's real.
No, there's no wireframe?
There's no wireframe.
You know, some guys get very upset when breasts are augmented and aftermarket.
Right.
Doesn't bother me at all. I just dig them either way. But the bush thing, I go bug nutty. You know, when I go down to Disney and have these beautiful, yep. what they call topiaries, and I see the wire frames.
It's usually really cute girls.
Really cute girls.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get a Disney character to talk dirty to you in one of the suits, but you can do it. I've done it.
Well, I'm not going to talk about this, but yes, I have as well.
You have, but in the
suit? I worked at Disneyland.
In the suit?
Yeah.
What'd you do at Disneyland?
I juggled. Worked as a clown on Main Street for a while.
Of course you did.
I taped the leaves back on trees is what I did. I walked around and picked up leaves off the ground and taped them back on the trees. That was my made-up clown job.
That was your gag?
That was my gag, yeah.
Did people laugh?
They did. And I went there like 3 years after I left. There were still leaves taped to the tree. It was pretty funny.
So, once again, it works better than Mother Nature. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk to Frankie. Hey, Frankie, what crazy stuff have you had friends do?
Well, I once shaved my head just to spite my boss because he kept telling me to cut my hair back when I still lived in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And
how long was your hair?
My hair was, I'd say a little bit, almost to my shoulder blades.
Uh-huh.
Like it was fairly long.
What kind of job was it?
I was working overnights at Home Depot in Somerville.
Wow. That's a whack. Who comes into Home Depot? This is much more interesting. Who comes into Home Depot at 3 in the morning? What do they need?
The awesome thing is when I was working at that store, it was closed at night, so it was just 8 guys stocking the shelves.
Wow.
Like, just sweaty-ass guys. Like, my section, sorry about that.
No, that's good. You can say sweaty-ass. As a matter of fact, I think the name of the show from now on is going to be Penn Jillette's Sweaty-Ass Hour. You're fine with that.
All right. So, it was like 430 employees that worked during the daytime,
uh-huh.
And there were 9 of us on the night crew. Stock the shelves.
Why would they care? Why would they give a good goddamn how long your hair was with 8 sweaty ass guys in the middle of the night?
No freaking clue. This is a job where, because I had like my part of the job, because I'm, you know, this 6'6", big huge guy. My job was.
Is everybody that listens to our show my size?
Well, no, I'm Big Frankie from Portland.
Oh, okay, sure.
And so this is back when I was, like, all really in super good shape and, you know, alive, a little 300 pounds. And, so my job, since I was the biggest guy, was all the horrible stuff. So, like, I had to unpack all the fiberglass house insulation. I got all the big obnoxious, like, you know, the cabinets that are, like, collapsed down in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
I got to stack those all night.
Oh, those are heavy.
Particle board.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, medium density fiberboard is the bane of my existence.
And how did they react when you shaved your head?
I came in and see the part of the problem is I smile all the time, and
Godot has that problem.
I end up kind of looking like once I shaved my head, like somewhere between the professional wrestler Kane with that just psychotic look,
yeah.
or Uncle Fester, and it just kind of fluctuates, you know, between those two. So. My boss just kept calling me Uncle Fester, and I thought that would encourage me to grow my hair back out.
Did
like,
it?
I don't know if he thought I would do it, like, overnight. Like, oh, you're making fun of me. All right, hair's back. You know,
in the 70s, when I shaved my head, got it real short, I had a girlfriend who was a topless dancer. She was working at one of those few remaining Playboy clubs. It was one in Dallas or something. And I was wearing my jumpsuit and SWAT team outfit and had my head shaved. And I walked in... to the Playboy Club to see her work, and they immediately put 2 bouncers on me. Every single strip club I would go to, the second I walked in,
taxi driver look there.
The second I walked in, bouncers would stand beside me the whole night. I was the one who was just going to flip out. So I think if you do that, people, and I don't know, maybe Britney Spears in that same thing. Now, if Britney Spears lifted a little particle board, she'd solve all the rest of her problems, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Well, thank you as always, Frankie. Thanks so much for how long is your hair now, Frankie?
Right now, it's about maybe an inch. Like, it's actually grown. I just, from time to time, shave it because I think I look better with no hair than I do with hair.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem for me is I would cut my hair really short, except there's this Bert Convy time that I have to go through from my hair being like a quarter of an inch long till it gets to my shoulders. It just goes into that little kind of jufro, I guess they call it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a curly hair there. And it's just like Bert Convy. It's the way my mom always thought I looked best, you know, with a kind of that Elbert Brooks 1978 look.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else you can do with that. You know, you can't. So the only thing that stops me from cutting my hair periodically is going through that Bert Convy phase.
Yeah.
Or I guess or the Elbert Brooks phase, whatever you want to call it. It's a bad time. So I'd have to keep it short. So the time I cut my hair, it's going to be forever, I think. So thank you. Thanks so much, Frankie.
Nope.
Thanks a lot, man. Chiquita Banana Wednesday. We're talking about people who have gone crazy, shaved their heads. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. What friends have you got that have turned into whack jobs? It's awful that, you know, I have so many people that I know and so many stories. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that whenever we're telling stories about, like, other things, I have, like, stories of, like, 10 friends that had that happen to them. We talk about going crazy. All the stories are first-person singular. Have you noticed that?
It occurred to me that maybe my friends have gone crazy, and I'm just so oblivious.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know,
that's the thing you're about to point out.
People that send out warning signs, I just think it's cool. You know, when people want to do major changes in their life, like huge, dangerous personality changes, mm-hmm. I just think it's really cool. I've always thought it was a great thing. But some people are saying that there's method in Britney's madness.
Sure. Well, the report is that she's shaved her head so that they can't drug test her hair. Was that, the method of the madness you're talking about?
That's one of them. And then somebody said that she thought she had lice in her extensions.
That's easy to check.
It is easy to check.
You can just check that.
Well, but it costs you $1 million, right? That's what, how much the hair is costing on eBay.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, maybe she's
did you know
financial
that,
thing.
That lice...
Putting her kids through college by selling her hair.
Did you know that lice and crabs are the exact same critter?
Yeah, it just depends on where they live.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's cool.
I always thought they were different things.
You know, there's a really good new treatment for it now.
Is there?
Yeah, there's like a hair dryer.
This is like...
turned it in, tips, home tips from
hell. This is Heloise. Heloise from hell. Hell Heloise.
They have a hair dryer now. That,
don't mention hair dryers to me.
An extra warm one.
Oh, keep it away from me.
That kills head lice. So you like you sit in that thing like you're at the salon. The hair salon heats up your head enough that it kills the head lice.
Do you ever have head lice?
No, I've never
perhaps
had it. I don't know. I'm worried. I have kids now, so now I really fear it.
Yeah.
The idea that I have to tear apart my house and clean everything. And
so what you have to do?
Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly.
Do the kids have that now still?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Sure. Someone at my daughter's school had it a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We were watching her to see if she got itchy. She didn't.
866-570-PEN. That's 7366. We're talking about Britney Spears shaving off all her head and what warning signals you may have seen from crazy friends of yours. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. On a beautiful Chiquita Banana Wednesday, when you should be wearing banana stickers on your forehead. And
do you have any friends who've committed suicide?
You know, I don't. I don't. There's one friend. Have you?
One person that I knew, but no one that I was close to.
You know, now that you mention it, rather recently. I mean, I was when you asked me that, I was trying to think way back. Mm-hmm. But a friend in the past year, I had committed suicide. It's very, very troublesome.
It's very odd.
Very troublesome.
I don't understand why. I guess I don't understand that type of depression. I guess. So.
Well, it's supposed to. You know, it's a clear mental illness. You know, people think that problems cause people to kill themselves, but it's something deeper and more important.
Right. Because I always assume you would just join the Peace Corps and go to Africa, or you know, do something stupid, crazy, change your life kind of thing.
Yeah, but not actually nullify your life.
Steal a sailboat and head out to sea. I don't know. It just seems like there are so many other options.
Do you think Britney's heading down that road? 866-570-PEN 7366. What if she did join the Peace Corps? Wouldn't that be a cool thing?
That'd be a cool thing.
PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Let's talk to Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hey, dude. What's happening?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm in Chicago, and it's actually warm today.
Nice. Is it really?
It's about 47, man. It's a freaking heat wave.
That's that global warming thing, Bob.
I am firing off the aerosol cans as we speak.
And have you had a friend go crazy, Bob?
No, I went crazy. I was about 19. I was working in a warehouse for a computer company. It was kind of funny. And one day they got a bright idea to put together one of those company brochures with everybody, you know, in the company, a photo of them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they brought in a photographer. And, you know, I'm a warehouse guy. I really, you know, gave a crap at the time about having anybody know who I was.
Sure.
So, but no, they wanted, you know, the suit and tie. So I said, okay, I'll fix them. I did the crazy Manson, shaved my head. And you have to understand,
but
too.
But to be the full crazy Manson, you have to carve a swastika into your forehead.
Well, I wasn't quite that far into the Manson look, you know. But I've got an enormous head. So that's why I always have had hair, because it gives the illusion of being smaller.
Uh-huh.
So, So, you know, I left just the, you know, about a quarter of an inch of hair to give it that, you know, Aryan Brotherhood look.
Yeah, that Travis Bickle.
Yes, and, oh, my God, you should have saw my photo. It looked like an enormous watermelon with a three-day shadow on it. I mean, and it was, you know, the warehouse guy, so it made it even creepier, you know?
This is the guy that's...
Yeah, I'm the guy that's hauling their computers around, you know? I'm preloading it with porn for them.
And was there any reaction? Did they tell you you shouldn't have done that or anything?
Oh, that, well, that day I came in, you know, that morning, the pictures were first thing in the morning, and they're all like, oh, my God, what'd you do? And I said, hey, you know, I told you I didn't want to get my picture taken for a brochure. I'm not, you know, an integral part of the company. I'm moving boxes, for God's sake.
You know what hasn't been said about the Britney Spears thing when everything else has? I think she looks pretty good.
Yeah, she's got that Sinead O'Connor kind of crazy.
I think it's pretty sexy. It's pretty good looking. I've had two girlfriends that had their head shaved, you know. One of them did this kind of art project where she had hair down past her shoulders, and she shaved her head completely, and then she went to a photo booth. And every day for 3 years in the same photo booth, she took a series of pictures as her hair grew back. And her rule was, an absolute rule was, she could comb her hair any way she wanted to, but she could not cut it, you know? And there is a length of hair. It's really funny. And she took the pictures topless. And there's a length of hair where you can be feminine with your head shaved. You can be feminine with a crew cut. You can be feminine with your hair, like, 2 inches long. Then there is this moment, this instant moment, where you get right over your ears, where you cannot look even slightly feminine. You look like the guitar player for Sonic Youth. You know that haircut that you get from Sonic Youth? It's that haircut that's just over the ears and combed back. And there's these pictures of her. She put them all in a book, you know. It was this beautiful art project. For 3 years she did that. And I thought she looked sexy all the time, except for the Sonic Youth moment. What's the Sonic Youth guy's name?
I don't know.
We can find that easily. But you don't know that, Bob?
No, I know who you're talking about, but you know who I used to think
Thurston
was
Moore.
Pretty?
Thurston Moore. Thurston Moore, I think is
Thurston
the name.
Thurston Howell, Thurston Moore.
Thurston Moore, yeah. They all have the same haircut. But you know the haircut I'm talking about, that length you get that's just in your hair? Her hair was like that same kind of brown. And it's the guys that keep their hair just over their ears and over their collar, and it's not long and it's not short. There are no women, even Katie Lang doesn't wear her hair that length. That exact length is the most masculine length possible. And incidentally, it's also the length that Creedence Clearwater Revival's hair was. And that's the most masculine band that's ever lived. You will never find a woman who likes Creedence Clearwater Revival. You know, Jay Leno talks about the Stooges being a total man thing. Creedence Clearwater Revival. There's no gay person and there's no woman that's ever liked Creedence, and there's no straight guy that doesn't adore them. I think Creedence is a great band, but they were ugly guys with that stupid Thurston Moore hair. Is it Thurston Moore? Did you find out?
I haven't found that.
With that stupid Thurston Moore haircut and flannel shirts, but not in an attractive way, like I'm going to kill myself later after I marry Courtney Love, but that really unattractive flannel shirt type way. But, Bob, we're going to take a break, so thanks a lot for calling. We're talking about people that have gone crazy, or in many cases when we ourselves have gone crazy. You know, boy, does she look sexy. That whole book she did, it was like 3 years' worth of just pictures, and she would do drawings around it and stuff, but head-shaved all the way through. She was just beautiful. And then I have another friend who shaves her head pretty often. And a third friend. So I have three. I have three women friends who shave their heads, and they're all sexy, and they're all cool, and they're all wonderful. And I think Britney even looks better. 86. Thurston Moore is correct. I've just heard. Just handed. See, I got that on my head. It was in there somewhere. Thurston Moore has a haircut that is the only haircut that no woman has ever worn. I defy you to find me a picture of a woman with a Thurston Moore haircut. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Call us up. It's Chiquita Banana Wednesday. I'm Penn Jillette, CBS Radio, Free FM. I'll clear my throat during the break. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, CBS Radio. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com, sitting across from Michael Goodell. If you type in Thurston Moore, just into Google and go to Google Images, the second picture across the top.
Neil Gaiman. No.
Neil Gaiman has kind of that haircut.
Neil Gaiman has that haircut.
He does.
Exactly
Thurston
right.
Moore and Neil Gaiman have very close to the same haircut. Someone wrote in and suggested that we have Jonesy do some Neil Gaiman music for the show.
Neil Gaiman theme, yeah.
Because he comes up so often, we should bring him up.
Well, also, the people from the Neil Gaiman perfume have offered to send you a bottle of Neil Gaiman perfume.
I want Neil Gaiman perfume.
Well, I have good news.
It's coming?
It's coming.
Oh, good, good, good. I'll
two
be very
people
happy.
From their company. Two separate people from their company have written in to say, hey, what's your address?
You know, don't tell two people, did. We'll get twice as much. We want
I
a
wrote
lot
one of them said, don't double send.
Well, you didn't do
so
that.
So-and-so has already sent it.
Okay, you know, Patrick said that, what's your name? Janine Turner.
Janine Turner has
hair kind
of
Thurston Moore.
It's a little shorter.
It's also stylish. I'm talking about that exact Thurston Moore haircut. If you've ever seen a woman with that. Let's talk to Dawn. What's up, Dawn?
Hey. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you, Dawn. Yourself?
Good. I'm just driving my truck.
Really?
Today, yeah.
You know, people go crazy? What's it like when people go crazy?
I just wanted to say that I wasn't the one that went crazy and shaved my head. But once I was in the position of, I guess, a hairdresser decided to have a nervous breakdown on my head, and that was pretty much a horrible experience.
What happened?
I'm not really sure if he was having just a bad day or if he, just was completely coming apart, but it was the end of the day. I was the last appointment, and, it was in the 80s, and I kept my hair pretty short anyway, but he just kept going and going and going with the razors until... when I felt the back of my head, I felt that, the kind of that buzz feel that my little brothers used to have when my mom used to.
Yeah, sure.
Extremely, extremely short.
Was it sexy?
And, I didn't feel comfortable with it at all. The front wasn't too bad, but the back and the sides were just, I felt like I was in the military or something, and I didn't feel sexy. I felt devastated, probably,
And you let it just grow out right away, huh?
Yeah, I wore hats, and I pretty much did the best I could to deal with the situation.
Now, you're driving a truck now? What are you driving, a big rig?
Yes.
Well, you're driving a big... See, you should have had that haircut there for the big rig. So you're a long-distance truck driver?
No, I'm regional.
Oh, cool.
Local.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Don. Thanks so much. I bet the hairdressers must go crazy. Like, you know, one of the things I'm most fond of saying is that every living thing goes crazy. Every living thing goes crazy. You can have a crazy dog. You can have a crazy antelope. And, you know, every profession goes crazy. I don't know why I said antelope.
Well, you know, the guys who found the first video of the giant squid said, we have video of giant squid. We can't be sure it's not a crazy giant squid because we've never seen another one.
That's right.
They were so sensible about it.
Sure. It could be a crazy giant squid.
Also, someone has written in to say that Cynthia Nixon has exactly the hair that you're talking about from Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon does?
Cynthia Nixon, yeah.
I'll look that up.
And it looks like she does to me.
I want to make sure, because Cynthia... I have to type this in. Talk while I type
it. Talk while I type it in?
Yeah.
I can email it to you while you talked if you'd rather.
No, you talk.
Okay, you know what I did crazy once? I let a hairdresser talk me into perming my hair.
Did you really?
I did. He said, you know, you have monkey flat hair. We can perm it. It'll just give a little body. It'll stand up from your head. I look like a poodle. It was the worst day of my life.
I had a hairdresser straighten my hair once, and that was pretty cool. I looked. It's really long. You know, it's down the middle of my back, and they straightened it. Cynthia Nixon's pretty close, but it's still not Thurston Moore. You know, it's a little bit too long for Thurston Moore. It's not exactly Thurston Moore.
The picture
Moore
I have of Cynthia Moore and Nixon, I'll show it to you. I'll pick it up and show it to you. But it is exactly the same. It seems.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not at all.
All right.
It just isn't. You're just lying to me. It's it's different lengths all over. What's interesting about Thurston Moore is it's just hair that's been shaved and then grown out. I mean, don't you understand that? Am I talking crazy here?
Yes.
Let's talk to Dorsey. Am I saying your name right, Dorsey?
Hi.
Hi. Is that your name, Dorsey?
Yes.
Okay. What's up?
I think she looks great. I think it's like the G.I. Jane look.
I think it's one of those things where if you're sitting at a poker table and you don't know who the fish is, it's you. I think maybe if you don't have any friends that went crazy, yeah. It's you that went crazy. But I still don't think that those haircuts are really exactly what I'm talking about, Thurston Moore. You know, and also John Fogerty. John Fogerty in the early 70s, Thurston Moore, it's not exactly yours. Yours is kind of like, you know, it's different lengths all over. I don't have the same length. Every hair on your head is the exact same
Flo-by.
Length.
Well, that's Flo-by haircut.
Yeah, that's Lance Burton.
Lance's.
You weren't going to say
that. Lance has that hair.
Yeah, Lance does have. Well, Lance's hair is more Katie Lang.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
much, much more. That's much his twin. More Katie Lang. what do you think of the way Brittany looks now? Do you like?
I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I
that's cool. G.I. Jane.
I wish she'd join the Peace Corps too. I'm kind of into that. I think that'd be a cool thing for
Why
her
did
too.
You ever join the Peace Corps?
You know, I had a job, unfortunately. I still might.
Still might.
If they'll let
but
me
you
in.
Can't now with kids and stuff, can you?
I probably can't. You know, that's the problem. I can't go back to being a forest ranger either. I'm too old.
Yeah, you have to give up. You have to let the dream.
All these things just leave.
The dream has to die.
Yeah,
the dream.
Gotta let it go. I'm not going to have that $30,000 a year forest ranger job.
No, you're just not. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. How close is Neil Gaiman's hair to Thurston Moore?
It's pretty close.
Everything comes back directly to Neil Gaiman.
You know, this show has turned out also to be a lot like the Aqua Teen Hunger Force guys. Remember, their whole press conference was about hair. In solidarity, in a show of solidarity with the Hunger Teen.
I've been watching the Aqua Teen Hunger Force
yeah?
ever since that happened. I've watched it every night since the day that the big thing in Boston mm-hmm. happened.
So
and
it
I,
worked.
And I did it to show solidarity and to show that I agree with them. And now I love the show. It's like my favorite show on TV. I come home from work every night. I watch that 15 minutes, and it just kills me dead. It makes me laugh. And I know that it's stoner humor. I think you're supposed to be stoned to like it. But there's a lot of stuff that's supposed to be enjoyed on drugs. You know, like the Velvet Underground were the ultimate drug band, and I just love them. I just loved them. So I think I can understand stuff that's supposed to be listened to on drugs. We're talking about Britney Spears, how crazy she went, how many people you know that have gone that kind of crazy. 866-570-PEN, 7366. And, of course, as always, we're talking about Neil Gaiman. In this case, his hair, now closest to Thurston Moore. 866-570-PEN, 7366. Thurston Moore, incidentally, is another smart, great guy. I love Sonic Youth. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Sitting across my lovely and talented Michael Goudeau. This is Penn Jillette, CBS Radio, Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, CBS Radio, on Chiquita Banana Wednesday. Hope you're wearing your Chiquita Banana stickers to show that you are not celebrating Ash Wednesday. Wear your Chiquita Banana stickers right on your forehead. I haven't put them on. I should have put one on Moxie before I sent her to school today, but I didn't. 866-570-PEN, 7366, because she loves stickers. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. And we're talking about Britney Spears cutting her hair, and it got off on the subject of Thurston Moore having the most masculine haircut possible. Then, of course, it turned into Neil Gaiman has very close to that same haircut. And Renee French, our dear friend, author of The Ticking, which is a great book. I got a copy of it for you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Micrographia is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, which I have a drawing in. I have a drawing of a ball of crap in my Micrographia. I never said that aloud. Is that what it said?
Ball of crap? Yes.
No, Micrographia.
I think it is.
Yeah, sure. But she's a great, great cartoonist. Look up Renee French online and her haircut right now. She sent us just a picture from her camera on her computer, and she looks very, very much like a Thurston Moore haircut. Let's talk to Mike here. Oh, that's where it says the line. Oh, they put him in a weird order here. Let's talk to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Penn, how are you doing today?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Good. Talking about ladies that cut hair, when I was in high school, I was dating a girl. I was going to cosmetology school.
Uh-huh.
And every time she cut my hair, I'd have her get naked.
Oh, yeah.
And to this day, I can't get a haircut without picturing those breasts in my face.
You know, I had, when it was the late 70s, and I was living in Orange County, California, I went to this hairdresser, and the shampoo woman had such enormous breasts that she would rest them on my face while she shampooed my hair. And it was the greatest experience in the world. I just loved it. And it wasn't like she would accidentally brush against them. She would lift them up, rest them on my face, and then shampoo my hair. And it was just, it's just the sexiest thing in the world. I just loved it. So having your hair cut, did you get your hair cut all the time by your girlfriend naked?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was awesome.
That school is crazy.
You know, and then even now when I go get a haircut from somebody, I always tell that story to the hairdresser, so hopefully they would drop their top. But it don't work.
It hasn't worked yet? Have you tried to invite them over?
Yeah, I guess just in high school that stuff happens.
Yeah. Was she also a high school student?
Yeah, she was like 18. That was her like college credit. Yeah,
you stick with that story. You stick with that she was 18 story, okay? Don't you ever waver from that at all, okay, Mike?
All right, have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks.
You know, there was a place here in Vegas where they had lingerie haircuts.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Stylist.
But wasn't there a place called Little Off the Top? Wasn't that the name of the place?
I think that might
have
been the name of the place.
Yeah, but I thought it was a topless hairdresser, but it's not. It was a lingerie.
I believe
right?
It was a lingerie haircut.
Getting your hair cut, it's very, very sexy. It's a very sexy thing. It's a personal space and stuff.
I like a shampoo.
My hair, my hairdresser's named Matt.
So, you know.
You know, but I'm sure he'd be willing to rest his breasts on my on my face.
You know what's amazing? You go through it's like 2,000 hours of community service before you can become a hairstylist.
What would be community service?
Well, you work there at the hair salon, you know, as the main stylist's slave for 2,000 hours.
Is it 2,000 hours?
It's like 2,000 hours. Yeah, it's 40 to become a pilot, but it's 2,000 to be a hairstylist. Because if you cut somebody's hair badly, you could really screw them up.
Well, they heard that with the truck driver that called. What was her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really flipped out by having a haircut badly.
There you go.
Let's take a phone call here. This is Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Never been better, boss. What's up with you?
Oh, same old stuff. Hey, came home one day to find my wife after a really, really bad day at work, bad day, and she was cutting her once long hair, and she was cutting it really short, short like a guy.
Uh-huh.
And as I watched her, you know, cutting her hair, I looked at the back, and she goes, oh, how does it look back there? And all you see was scissor marks at the back of her hair. I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm having a bad day. I don't want this hair anymore. I don't like this hairstyle. And I'm just like, we got to, you can't do, you know. I was in shock because she had cut 5-6 inches off her hair, you know, where it was like way above her shoulders. And I'm just like, we got to call like a beauty shop and get this fixed. We call the beauty shop, and she's closed. It is like 5 minutes to 6, and she's like closed. And I said, you don't seem to understand. It's an emergency. And I explained to her. She goes, what'd you do to her hair? Blamed it on me.
And did they fix it?
Yeah, they were able to fix it in a nice short little hairstyle, you know, to make it look like a girl. But that was hopefully the last time I ever have to deal with that again.
Are you still with her?
Oh, yeah. We're happily married now for 2.5 years.
Oh, good. So it worked out. So this wasn't that long ago, then.
No. This was just maybe 6 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think women, when they're going through either hard times, because my aunt just did it, too. My aunt has very, very long hair, and her son had just died, cancer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked in the mirror one day and just completely demolished all her hair.
Yeah, it seems like cutting your own hair is something they use the cliche in movies for having gone just completely whack job, isn't it? You ever cut your own hair, Godot?
No, I would never cut my own hair.
I've never taken scissors to my own hair.
I don't trust myself with anything like that.
Never, ever, ever. No. You ever cut your own hair, Tom?
No, never.
Never once.
Yeah. I'd be too afraid.
Now, is your wife's hair long or short now?
It's still short. You know, not as short as it was, obviously, yeah. But it's just easier for her to keep up and stuff like that.
And she got over pretty quickly. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it was just one of those, you know, bad days, bad, not enough estrogen or something. Who knows?
You know, when someone's cutting their hair, you think, well, maybe she's getting ready for a diaper drive. Well, thanks so much, Tom. Thanks.
I love you guys. Love your show.
Thanks. I called Kiki Friedman yesterday.
Yeah.
I called Kiki Friedman, and he said to me, I was just saying something, and Kiki says, I'm going to diaper drive out there and kick your ass. Diaper drive is just a great, great phrase, isn't it?
It is.
I'm
going to
diaper drive out there and kick your ass. He was all ready for
that. Say, you know, I have not cut my own hair, but I have let Lance Burton cut my hair with a Flobee.
Lance Burton cut your hair with a Flobee?
Cut my hair with a Flobee, yeah.
That
when
be,
he first got it.
And how did it look?
The same. You know, you can't do anything with my hair. I pay a lot of money for a fancy haircut. It looks exactly like the Flobee thing that Lance did.
Does Lance still use the Flobee?
I have no idea. I've tried to stay out of his life that intimately. Since he cut my hair, I decided we were perhaps too close.
cutting each other's hair?
Yeah.
Renee French writes in and says she cuts her own hair. That's amazing. That's always been the pure sign
of
insanity.
You saw the photos.
Yeah. It kind of looks like it. Do you think Thurston Moore cuts his own hair?
Maybe he does.
You know Neil Gaiman does.
Maybe Renee cuts his hair.
Jack, do you cut your own hair? Jack.
No, he's not.
You do cut your own hair? You use a clipper? Jack uses a clipper on his hair?
Like a dog? One of, like the number four? You put the little number four thing on there?
The numbered stuff?
Man.
I've never, as crazy as I've gone, I've never cut my own hair.
You just told us you
short.
Cut your own hair. Did you cut it short? When you cut it short? Did you
I got it done professionally. I went professionally. I had hair down my back. I went professionally to a person and said, cut off all my hair.
You know, my daughter saw that the TV special where if you get your hair like 10 inches long, you can donate it for somebody for a wig. And my 5-year-old daughter has decided she's going to do that.
Well, that's cool.
Isn't that amazing?
That's cool.
It's so odd. Surely doesn't get that from me.
But I've heard that if you want to donate your hair for a wig or sell your hair for a wig, you can't ever wash it.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the story is on that. I'll have to look that up.
I don't know.
She saw a thing on TV and said, you know, it had to be a certain length.
For, for chemo patients or something.
So she's decided she's growing it out.
She's a sensitive kid. No, but I mean, she cares about other people.
I guess
she seems to. I mean, she likes to pick up Moxie.
She does drag your daughter around quite
she
a bit.
She drags her all over the place.
She's helping her hair grow by pulling it.
Well, let's see. Let's talk to Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Not much. I'm local. I'm from Vegas. I'm in Vegas also.
Mm-hmm.
And that haircut, I did a search online.
Mm-hmm.
That haircut is basically every ugly lesbian that I see when I go to a club.
Is it really?
Oh, God, yes. And obviously I'm on the other side of the fence, but they are always in my way, and they always have that haircut. It's Ellen DeGeneres.
Is it Ellen DeGeneres? I'm looking at it, and I really like Ellen. I think she's just really great, really cool. But I'll tell you, the haircut is damn close to Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, there's one picture here. I'm on the web search, and there's one picture of her that is very close to exactly Thurston Moore. So I think you've discovered it. I mean, this is a big breakthrough, Kyle. What we're talking about is, I guess, if you wanted to be a lesbian who looked masculine, if that's what you're going for, Thurston Moore. I think I've just presented Thurston Moore as kind of the He-Man, haven't I? Some people think, you know, Chuck Norris or something.
Right, typical male.
A typical male, I think, is Thurston.
The prototypical male.
Thurston Moore here, the prototypical male.
When you think of a man, you think of Thurston Moore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Let's talk to Kathy. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi. Hi. How are you, Penn?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Good. Thanks. I love your guys' show. I listen every day.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I think that, you know, in the past I've never cut my hair like that,
mm-hmm.
but I've gone through periods where, you know, things were, I was really stressed out, and I'd have dreams of either cutting my hair that drastically or pulling out my own teeth.
Oh, pulling out, I'll tell you.
Teeth.
The dream of pulling out your own teeth is my favorite dream. I love it. There's no time
terrifying.
In my life. No time in my life that I liked better than when I was losing my baby teeth. When I was a kid, it's my earliest memory, my baby teeth would get loose. It would get just like the slightest wiggle. And I would just tug and twist and pull. And that sound, when it finally goes, I got that perfect.
You can stop that now.
I have the perfect, don't I? Isn't that the perfect sound?
I need something
sound?
I can stab you with. Is there something sharp?
But I think
stop
it's just like
it.
A...
And I just love it. When I'm having that dream, it's my. I dream that my adult teeth have gotten loose like baby teeth, and I'm just going wiggle, 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 twist
well,
that.
For me, it's more of a nightmare, and it's more like I've gone insane and no one cares enough to notice
well, you
kind of a thing.
I don't know how much it says about both of us that your nightmares are my my pleasant dreams. When I'm dreaming, my teeth are falling out. And how do you wear your hair?
Mine's long. It's like to the middle of my back.
Yeah, okay. And have you ever had it short?
Years ago, I went through like a, you know, Dharma. Remember Dharma and Greg?
Yeah.
I went through like a Dharma haircut phase.
So you were a Scientologist too?
No.
And you wore hair like that? Oh, Dharma. What was her name? What was Dharma's?
Jenna Elfman. Yeah.
Does she have that? What? I want to see if her hair is Thurston Moore. Oh man, I just
It wasn't like that. It was cute.
Not.
It was
Her hair is very cute is the right word. Very pixie-ish.
Yes.
Yeah. Very pixie-ish. And that's the way you wore your hair for a while.
Just for a very short time, and then I realized I really don't look like Jenna Elfman, so I needed to grow my hair back out.
So, but you hate the dream of having your teeth pulled out?
Well, because I'm doing it myself. And
oh,
it's
that's
like,
the part that's so great about it.
Oh,
that's
I'm using pliers, and I'm usually upset, and it's just gross.
You're usually what?
Upset.
Yeah. I'm always thrilled to pieces. I start out upset. I start really upset. I start to pull out my own teeth, and then I start to really, really dig it. That's like my favorite dream is pulling out my own teeth.
See, I was afraid I'm the only person who ever had that dream.
No, and I'm always afraid that I'm going to, like, get in trouble. I'm going to go to a dentist, and the dentist is going to go, you know, why'd you pull out your own teeth? Because it felt so great. It was just terrific. So all I got to tell you is that Britney Spears is doing a cry for help, then what the hell is this radio show. This radio show has been one long two-year cry for help from Penn Jillette on CBS Radio, Free FM. Mike Godot sitting across from me. Pull your teeth out, people. At least dream about it. Live your dreams.